You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Welcome to App Minute, the new App Minute featuring John Nemo and sponsored by our friends at Rogue Amoeba Software with their Audio Hijack Pro and Fission software, which is the software we use to record and edit all of our App Minute podcasts. Today we're reviewing two sets of extraordinary in-ear headphones. They're not earbuds like you get from Apple, and they're not over-the-ear cans. They're the type with little round tips that get inserted into your ear. The first one is the MS-01 from Think Sound, THINKSOUND, MS-01 Monitor Series from Think Sound. They're $100, and these are the best $100 in-ear headphones we have ever reviewed as far as clarity, precision, and the fact that you can use them without any EQ whatsoever in your iTunes. They just sound great with a natural sound, a little bit of native bass boost. They're comfortable, they're environmentally friendly, they fit good, they're exceptionally clear. For $100, you're really getting outstanding technology. The other headphones come at the other end of the spectrum. They are $400 in-ear headphones. The model number is GR10 from Grado Labs, GRADOLABS, GradoLabs.com. These are extreme, super premium, the sharpest, clearest, brightest, most present headphones, especially in the mid-range and the treble, that I have ever heard in my life. They are going to become my main headphones for precision listening, and the MS-01 from ThinkSound are going to become my main headphones for casual listening and just knocking around when I'm traveling out and about. The difference, of course, is the difference between $100 and $400. Now, are the Grado GR10 four times better and worth four times as much as the MS-01 from ThinkSound? Well, yes and no. Of course, you could buy four pairs of the one for the other. And so obviously the financial relationship is skewed. But the GR10s, as far as clarity and precision, especially after letting them run through their break-in period where you're playing music at a moderate volume for 50 to 100 hours in 2 or 3 hour chunks, which is what the company told me to do, I do get a rich bass. It's not one of these overpowering basses like you get in a lot of other headphones, and it's not even as robust as the bass in the MS-01 from ThinkSound, but it's a completely pure, natural, exceptional, best-in-the-world sound from the Grado GR10. The MS-01 from ThinkSound, and we will have all the information on both of these products in our show notes at appminute.com. The $100 MS-01 Monitor Series, they fit really comfortably. They look really good. They have little clips so you can put them behind your ears for active lifestyle. There's lots of stuff you can read about on the website at thinksound.com. And I'm telling you, after you break these things in for about 20 to 30 hours also of mid-range listening, you will be very impressed. The only problem is when you go from one to the other. So don't go from $100 headphones to $400 headphones, or you'll hear the difference. When you're listening with one or the other, you will figure that they are both great. But if you've got very deep pockets and are an incredibly discriminating listener, super audiophile, where $400 is not going to bust your budget, you will be delighted with the Grado GR10. If $100 is more to your budget, you will be very pleased with the MS-01 from ThinkSound. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Hope to see everybody at Macworld, iWorld, at Moscone Center. John Nemo signing off.
Hi, I'm Tim Robertson from the Tech Fan Podcast.
And I'm David Cohen from the Tech Fan Podcast.
And we wanted to take a moment to tell you about the Stoplight Network.
Stoplight is a community of podcasters. We're a group of people who are passionate about podcasting, and we're looking for people who have either existing or new podcasts who might be interested in joining us.
So check it out at www.stoplightnetwork.com. And while you're at it, check out our show, The Tech Fan Podcast, part of the Stoplight Network of Podcasts.